From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Islamic State leader is killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, said in a news briefing Tuesday that Karafe al-Muldan was killed last week. He said al-Muldan had direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris.
He was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdelhamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader.
In another development in Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized a key dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State fighters. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound there. Iraqi state television reported that Abadi was in Ramadi but offered no other details. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday police arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terrorist attacks in Brussels. They said investigators found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks on several places on New Year's Eve. The arrests happened Sunday and Monday after searches near Brussels and Liege turned up military-style uniforms and Islamic State propaganda materials. Authorities said no weapons or explosives were found. Initially, a total of six people were detained, but four have been released. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years. Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office Tuesday in a ceremony in Ouagadougou. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. This is VOA News. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, has left at least 26 people dead and more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority, or NADRA, which is responsible for issuing national identity cards. An official says authorities have identified the remains of the bomber and an investigation is underway. Global health authorities are declaring Guinea free of Ebola. The designation leaves only Liberia still waiting for an official end to the epidemic. World Bank Group President Jim Jong Kim issued a statement congratulating the government and the people of Guinea on reaching the milestone. He urged vigilance to stay at zero cases. More than 2,500 people died from the disease in Guinea. About 50 Philippine protesters, mostly students, have landed on a remote island in the South China Sea to draw attention to what they charge is growing Chinese encroachment in the area. China, which claims virtually the entire South China Sea, has expressed anger over the landing. A foreign ministry spokesman urged the Philippines to withdraw from the islands. The Philippines has a case before the arbitration court at The Hague challenging China's island building and naval patrols in the area. The United States and Australia both have been undertaking freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea. A white Chicago police officer who shot a black teenager 16 times has pleaded not guilty to murder charges. Jason Van Dyke entered the plea Tuesday at Chicago's Cook County Courthouse. He is charged with six counts of murder for the 2014 shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the mayor will cut short a family vacation with his wife and three children in Cuba in order to, quoting now, continue the ongoing work of restoring accountability and trust in the Chicago Police Department. Diabetes appears to increase the risk of dementia. Australian researchers reviewed the results of 14 studies involving more than 2 million people. The analysis also included data on 100,000 dementia patients. People with type 2 diabetes were found to be 60% more likely than people without diabetes to develop any form of dementia. The dog at the center of insult and sedition charges against a Thai factory worker has died. The head of the veterinary school at Kasat Sart University said in a statement late Monday that King Bumiman Abunyadet's dog, Tong Dang, died Saturday after several illnesses in recent years. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.